praise Yahweh. Everybody, this is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight from Hallelujah Acres Live here on a Monday evening. Got a great program for you. Part three of Set Your House in Order. You know, Hezekiah, he got the order from the prophet Isaiah to set his house in order. Who are you getting your orders from? The United States government? They're counting your money. They tell you what you can do and what you can't do. They told Daniel what he couldn't do. That's the government. They jumped his case about praying to the God of heaven, Yahweh. And Daniel prayed still three times a day. It didn't stop him. The Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were tested by the threat of a fiery furnace. Unless they bowed to the king's image and danced to his music. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we've got the threat of the devil. You know, he's a liar, but he'll tell you that he's going to kill you or he's going to destroy you. Well, he can kill you, but he can't destroy you. Now, Yahweh said himself, fear not those that can destroy your body, but cannot or do not have the power to destroy your soul. Most of the time, we're afraid in opposite. We're afraid of those that can kill our body because we want to live, or we have fear of death. Paul said through his afflictions, he said, I've learned to be content in whatever state that I'm in. And he said, to die is gain. Well, if death is really gain, why do we have so many people that are afraid of the government or afraid of some power? Now, I don't suggest you run out here and defy the government, quit paying your taxes. We're under the threat, or we're under the curse, and tonight we're going to deal with the 24th chapter of the book of Numbers, where old Balaam is sent out to do a job. And Balaam saw that it pleased Yahweh to bless Israel. He went not, as other times, to seek enchantments, but he set his face toward the wilderness. And Balaam lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel abiding in his tents according to their tribes. Now, when the Bible says to do all things in decency and in order, by what tribes formation was he talking about? Well, most people could care less. They don't think it's necessary to abide in order or to do all things in order. Here, old Balaam is going to please Yahweh. He saw that it pleased Yahweh to bless Israel. Now, did you know that after he saw that it pleased Yahweh to bless Israel, he was still tempted to use enchantment against Israel because the price was increased. You see, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not worth buying, if Satan don't figure you're worth buying to tempt you, you see, when you're tempted and led away, you're not tempted by Yahweh. You're tempted out of your own lust by Satan's power to give you something that you would rather have in this life than to stand the test or the tribulation or the problems of setting your house in order. For instance, I'll give you an example. The festivals. Should you make an effort to keep the festivals at the appointed time? Why would it be important for you to keep the second Passover? Coming up here, beginning Thursday night. Now, you've only got a few days to make preparation. You did run well, but what hindered you from abiding in the portions of Yahweh's Word. You know, we've been pouring concrete here at Hallelujah Acres today and doing a little bridge work. Now, I noticed something about concrete as we were using the trowels and things of this nature, that concrete has got a nature about itself. Once you pour it, you got the proper mixture of moisture involved in the cement, which is the setting substance, like an embalming fluid. That hardens the flesh and keeps it in a non-bacterial state of decay. Well, concrete, really, when it's set, now, set your house in order. The word set is directed for you to set your face, to set your heart, to set your pocketbook, to set your time clock, to set your Sabbath, to set your desires. I'll give you the desires of your heart. If you'll set your heart upon me to turn from your wicked ways, where that I can hear from heaven and I can give you blessing. Now, what kind of a blessing would he give you if you drove for hundreds of miles? It may be the very blessing. Now, you can go and go and go and go, and you say, well, you know, I've seen it and I've been there and it wasn't all that I thought it should be. You see, sometimes when you expect more than you get, it's because you give less than you should. You only get out of Yahweh what you put in him. If you come expecting a blessing, you'll get one. If you come expecting someone to bless you other than yourself, you're going to be disappointed. I have said this many, many times in my ministry, that I have learned more from people that didn't even know that they had blessed me. You see what I'm talking about? The concrete, the setting of the concrete happens when it hardens. So then, the Bible talks about you, especially in the latter days, to harden yourself like set concrete. Now, we're talking about cure, the cure time. I asked the fellow that was an authority in pouring concrete, how long is that going to take to set? Oh, he said, oh, it'll set within 24 to 36 hours. But it won't harden or cure. The word he used was cure. And you know what the word cure means? That means that it thoroughly sets plumb through and hardens and endures. Then that's a good set of concrete. And so then, if your thoughts are set, if your face is hardened like concrete, Paul said, you know, I've received so much persecution over the years that I am now set for the defense of the gospel, and I don't know of anything that's going to turn me around. Neither height or depth. Now, it depends on how deep that you pour the concrete. And in this case, we were pouring 4 to 6 inches of concrete. And then he said, you need at least 3 weeks of cure time to properly cure before you start traffic moving across the bridge. Well, since we were adding two, the side, we can still use the old side that's set. And that sort of depicts a Christian. Some are hardened and can take it. The devil is an authority of dishing it out. Yahweh himself will send you these challenges of keeping the festivals, being there on time. Most people are lackadaisical. They can't keep a schedule. They can't appear. Well, you know, if I hadn't bought a yoke of oxen, I could have served you. Well, if I hadn't married a wife, I could serve you, Yahweh. or this reason or that reason. We've always got reasons, or the devil can give you that. That's the side that's not set, that can be swayed. It is not hardened like a soldier. You see, the shield of faith, and without faith it's impossible to please Yahweh, so you've got to set. For the defense of the gospel, Balaam was not set, because when he saw it pleased Yahweh, when he set his face, as at other times, to go and seek enchantment against the people of Israel, because he had been paid handsomely by the kings of Moab, and they did evil. The Bible says in Job, I know. Now, something that you know is no longer faith. Faith is the things not seen or the things not known. I don't know where I'm going to get a blessing at this festival or not. It may be my last festival. I don't know. But I do know one thing. I'm set to keep it. And I am set to perform against the faith that it takes to overcome my doubts, my fears. You know, if I followed the old flesh man, I'd be out chasing the world. But the Bible says, love not the world or the things in the world, for he that loveth the world, the love of the Father's not in him. So then, in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 30, listen to this. When you are in tribulation, and all these things are coming to you, even in the latter days, if you turn to me, if you're set for the defense of the gospel, if you're set against the temptations of the devil who seeks to turn you or to derail you, oh, you don't have to drive there to keep that Passover. You can do it anywhere, anytime. You don't have to keep that Sabbath day. You don't have to pay tithes. That's not important. Why don't you just get you some other form of entertainment? Well, you know that you could catch up on your bills. What kind of bills have you got that you could pay when your bill in heaven comes due? What kind of an account do you have set up with Yahweh in the times of tribulation in the latter days? What are you going to do when these things come upon you and you're not set? Set your house on a solid foundation. Dig deep. I was talking with a contractor today that was pouring the bridge, and he said, well, now here's what we're going to do. First of all, we're going to dig deep down the side here, and then we're going to lay a steel beam. Oh, my, I said. What kind of beam? Well, I've got a 6-inch steel beam that we're going to lay across here, and then we're going to lay a 4x4 border, like on the other side of the bridge. We'll lay that there to match it. Then we'll extend this bridge 3 feet. I said, oh, my. We only need a foot to make it crossable for an average-sized vehicle without fear of running up. But he said, it don't cost a bit more to go the extra mile. Now, I want to dwell right there for a moment. What does it cost you out of your life to take off 1 week on a set festival for you to perform that which is committed to your trust, and you drive and you sacrifice? Well, I don't have the money, Pastor Buddy. Oh, wonder why. Well, I went and I blowed it at Wally World. I had to have this, I had to have that. The Bible says for you to set aside. And if you're set and you're hardened and you're cured, Yahweh's looking for soldiers that will not turn their back. There's no armor back there. Rome never put on a hardened steel case to turn the fiery darts to the back of your back on your armor. They always presented the hardness to the face, and they never retreated. They never looked back. They never turned back. And so then, they that put their hands to the gospel, it'd be better for you to not know the way than to know it and not obey it or be hardened in pursuit, as a deer pursues the watering brook after the hounds of hell have chased you across these tribulation times. When you are in tribulation, all these things are come upon to you, even in the latter days. If you turn to Yahweh, I will hear from heaven and heal your land. Now, your land is your physical body. Your land is your heart. Your land is your mindset. Be fully persuaded, for they that put their hands to the plow, quit plowing.
Well, I've been there a few times, and it wasn't no big deal. I can do without it.
That may be the time after the old lame man had laid at the troubled pond that wasn't troubled, or if it got troubled, he couldn't get to it. But his persistent faith of laying there expecting a blessing, and he knew that it would be an extraordinary blessing to get him healed or get him in the time of the troubling of the water, which means the energized water got energized with a healing magnetism. You never know when the Holy Ghost is going to be poured out. This could be the very festival that was meant for you. And if you don't show up, somebody else will get your blessing. If you don't exercise your gift and your talent in the time that you can, even in a time of tribulation, even in the latter day, if you will turn to a set position, I will not be defeated. I will not give up. I will not turn back. I will wait for the troubling of the water. If it don't happen today, it'll be here tomorrow. If it don't come tomorrow, it'll be here the next day. If it don't come this feast, it'll be at the next one. Because I am set for the defense of the gospel. Yeah, but what about wifey? What about wifey?
Well, she don't want to go to them things, and she certainly don't want to get in a tent and sleep outside.
Act like a foolish person. Them old skeeters down there just eat you up, glory to God. But wifey will go to the barn dance. We used to have what they call in our little town up there, the Tennessee barn dance. Boy, you can see people out there shaking their hineys, dancing to the music. Well, the Bible says as far as the gospel goes, we poured you concrete, but you ain't set. When somebody crossed your bridge, you hadn't cured. You hadn't seasoned. And you fell in. Great was the fall of your foundation in the latter day. But if you will turn to me, and even in the latter day, see, Yahweh is merciful to you. This could be your time. It could be your place. And it's your honor, not his. It should be an honor for you to make a commitment. It should be a honor for you to drive to the festival. It should be an honor for you to borrow a few bucks. If you want to add on your barn and build it bigger, what do? You go to the bank and you borrow the money. Well, did you know that your spiritual life is like concrete when it's poured? It's no good till it sets or till it seasons. Take heed on how you build the foundation. Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse 20. The anger of Yahweh shall not return until he hath executed. In other words, he's not going to turn back his anger
of Jeremiah 30:24. Now remember, Jeremiah 37 is the key to the thing that we're preaching about here. Of the tribulation times, even in the latter days, it'd be a time of Jacob's trouble. And when people have got the less faith, the less commitment, oh, you keep preaching it, that Yahweh's going to come back, and he's going to do this, and he's going to do that. Nothing happens. Same old, same old. Nothing sure in life but death and taxes. Woe is me. Oh, I've got such to do, and I've got that to do. I've got a yoke of oxen. I've got a wife. I've got a car. I've got a truck. I've got a payment. I've got something going on in my life other than to be a seasoned veteran. When the going gets tough, how many campaigns you've been through, Pastor Buddy? Year after year after year after year after year, through blessings and non-blessings, through good times and bad times, through tribulation and joy, I have never changed my face that is set toward New Jerusalem. I am as Abraham who saw the city to come, who is now set before the defense of the gospel in the tribulation period of the latter days, and Yahweh's anger will not be turned until he hath executed, until he has performed the thoughts of his heart in the latter days. Oh my, I really get an anointing right here to finish this statement. I've read this a thousand times. It thrills me every time I read it. Even as we perform the set thoughts of our heart, I'm not going to be persuaded. As for me,
well, what if something comes up and, you know, and you can't make it?
I have borrowed money to attend the festival. Really? You say, oh, I wouldn't do that. That's against God's law. I've had to do it because of emergency of tribulation. I put back everything I can for the festival. People that come and don't even have enough money to attend, and they tell you their plight. You take out of your own pocket and make their burdens lighter. Why? Because if you sow to them, it'll be a reaping to you. Your blessings will come back in so many ways. Maybe your insurance will get paid in such a way that you never expected. Maybe a doctor bill that was appointed you to take out of your savings what you have saved back. And by missing the festivals and doing all these things, Yahweh would bring a heart attack upon you, which would literally cost you thousands of dollars because you failed to consider it in the latter days perfectly. Man, when you're set, and you perfected your faith, I stand upon this rock. Paul said, my faith is hardened. There can be no temptation to turn me around. Neither height nor depth or depth or width. Neither the famine nor pestilence will change me from the appointed mission of my faith, measured against the promises of Yahweh. I shall not be moved. I am like a rock. And I'm not talking about Chevrolet. I'm talking about Yahweh, the great, the mighty one, the perfect one, who puts down every thing that you've committed to him. He keeps the books. He's willing to pay you in such ways that you will never know. The fierce anger of Yahweh will not return against those that fail to keep his commandments, against those that will not consider, those that will not commit, those that will not cure every disease of doubt that is set before you to run this race with patience. Get on down the road. Get started on your journey. Have a new desire. Say, Yahweh, it's for me and my house. We're going to serve you. Boy, it's wonderful when your little honey bun, your little wife of faith,
beside you and ride for weary miles and weary miles just to come and offer a testimony or just to present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to Yahweh, Romans 12:1, which is indeed, in these latter times, a reasonable servant.
You say, well, I didn't know it was going to take all this when I signed on. I just can't carry it out. It's just too much of a commitment. I can't continue.
Well, drop out. Fall to the wayside. Get entangled with the cares of this life. You fail to repent. You fail to get hardened. You fail to get set for the defense of the gospel. You fail to dig deep and lay a steel beam of your thoughts toward heaven. Fail not to assemble.
Well, I can keep it here and I can keep it there.
Do you know how much it means to see a brother's face that has made a commitment? And you know deep in your heart, without anybody ever telling you, that he has sacrificed the hell out of his life to get there, come hell and high water, come what mama said or daddy said. Remember the gospel of commitment and set and cured? A hard saying? That's a concrete saying. A hard saying. And who can hear it? Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have a commitment, if you haven't been made to go through tribulation, if you haven't learned to endure like a soldier, have grit, stand up like a man, quiet yourself. Don't go around complaining. Don't bring your complaints to the festival.
I don't know. I had the awfulest time in the world getting here.
We all have a hard time. Why don't you just give Yahweh the praise and shout the victory right on top of the devil's head? Now that's faith. When David had nobody to encourage him, bless God, he encouraged himself. You ever got down to where it's just you and Yahweh and the devil trying to decide which side of the fence you're on? That happened to old David. You know what he come to the conclusion? I was once young, but now I'm old. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed of begging bread. As for me and my house, I will serve Yahweh. Yeah, when the festivals come, old David was there dancing. Was in the Feast of Tabernacles when he come dancing and prancing and doing a victory dance. Who said, I've got to live one more festival to praise Yahweh. And he said, I'll take advantage of it. I believe I'll testify while I've got a chance. I believe I'll sing and shout while I've got a chance. I believe I'll call on Yahweh while I've got a chance. I believe I'll get in my old truck, my old beat up Chevy, and beat it on down the road. I believe I'll get in my little Ford car, my little old Model A, whatever you've got. Ladies and gentlemen, for the commitment and the thing it's set before you, I believe that without curing and without setting your faith as flintstone against the things of the latter days, you shall consider it perfect when the devil and his enemy will come against you 99 ways to one. Then what are you going to do?
Well, I didn't know I was going to be persecuted or talked about.
Listen to this. Jeremiah said, the anger of Yahweh shall not return, or it shall not cease. Who against who? Ezekiel 38, verse 16. Listen to what he said. And thou shalt come up against my people Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days. Now, who's coming up against you today as a cloud to cover the land? Your doubts, your fears, your apprehensions.
I don't have enough to get there. I guess I better stay home.
to you make an effort,
go, and I'll go with you. Greater is he that's with you. You want to take your faith with you? I'm going to go come hell or high water, says faith. And when fear knocks, the faith answers and says, I can, and I believe I'll serve Yahweh while I've got a chance. Thou shalt come up against my people, Israel, devil. You will. He's come up against me. 99 ways to one, and you know he never gets through tricking. You know, we prayed for Satan to be bound over the mountains of East Tennessee during this festival. We pray that hearts and souls and minds would be acceptable to Yahweh, that they could come with a purpose of a set mind. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. I heard that little voice say, ain't gonna let nobody, you come on down the road singing that song, turn me around. I'm gonna go to the festival down in Reliance, Tennessee, and I ain't gonna let old devil turn me around. You know, ladies and gentlemen, it's gonna take more than just a little weak-hearted effort to please Yahweh. Yahweh is seeking such to please him. Listen to what Daniel said. Daniel chapter 2, verse 28. There is a God in heaven. When you think he's dead, when you think he ain't listening, when you think he ain't watching, when he's the quietest. When Elijah went onto the mountain, and the thunder rolled, and the lightning flashed, and the earthquake shook his feet. He said, I ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. And he was in a cave, and suddenly he heard a little still voice. You see, sometimes it ain't the great shaking blessing that you're expecting. It could be a small, still voice that could give you the greatest message and revelation of your heart. When I received the revelation of the second Passover, I wasn't expecting it. There came a whirlwind out of the heavens, and it stirred the pages of my Bible, and it blew it open over in Numbers chapter 10, which book I'm in tonight, on my text, of Numbers 24. It blowed open the ninth chapter of the book of Numbers. And there I received a great, pleasant, still, small, whirlwind shaking, a rustling on the pages of my Bible. My heart fluttered. I told my brother sitting next to me, I said, I just received a great revelation. You know what I was doing? I was keeping the Passover. You see, sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh will test you. And I do remember at that time, on that particular festival, it was a test of my faith. I had a time of trouble. In the latter years, expect. You shall consider it perfectly if your mind is set, and you ain't going to let nobody to turn you around. When Daniel saw the king express himself, he said, Daniel, I saw a hand writing on the wall. Tell me what it said. And my heart did exceedingly fear. I don't know what it meant. Daniel said, well, I'd be glad to, O king, because there is a God of heaven that reveal the secrets, that maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall befall thee in the latter days. Well, his son got the message. He said, your daddy went up and got the vessels, the holy things, and stole them out of my house. And here you sit tonight
you're drinking and eating and being merry, and the Medes and the Persians are tunneling through your defenses, and tonight your kingdom will fall. That's what the hand said. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, unless you built the bridge of faith, unless you've used hardened and seasoned concrete to ride over the bumps and the trials and the tribulations. Afterward, Hosea 3 and 5. Afterward shall the children of Israel, not the world, not the devil, not the Christian church that passes itself off with traditions and pagan practices. We're talking about the real deal here. We're talking about the real festivals, biblically spoken and biblically proven, not done away with some pagan custom, as most of the people in the world have now drifted into a form and a fashion. But in the latter days, the children of Israel shall return. Return to what? And before you can return, you're going to have a foundation of faith that is hardened and set that you can pass over the great ravine, the deep chasm that the devil will build for you and say, oh, it's too hard. You can't do that. Look at it. God don't expect you to make this kind of sacrifice. Well, you got a bill coming due before you get back. How do you know that Yahweh won't take care of it? How do you know that Yahweh won't deliver you from a heart attack that is set to happen in the future time, but could be stricken from your schedule or the events, and be sure your sins find you out? I come to let you know what will happen to your people in the latter days. Hosea, therefore shall the children of Israel return and seek Yahweh their God and David their king, and shall fear Yahweh and his goodness in the latter days. It's going to happen. Somebody is going to serve Yahweh come hell or high water. Pharaoh chased the children of Israel into the water. He wasn't afraid. His dogged determination was, I'm going to catch those people. I'm going to torment them. And the devil filled his heart full of hatred. And he chased Yahweh's people into a flooded plain till they got between a rock and a hard place. That's when Moses said, stand still on the foundation of faith and see the foundation of faith produce works of love and devotion. Strike that rod, Moses, across the sea. Great walls of water roll back. And the Bible said in a miracle, in the latter days, there's going to be a rollback miracle happen to the people of Israel, and I don't want to miss it. It may be in this festival.
You say, well, let's say it ain't going to happen. You always say that.
If it don't happen in this one, I'm going to wait for the next one. And I'm going to prepare, just as soon as this is over with, I'm going to prepare for the next one. If you don't come today, I'm looking for him tomorrow. If he don't come tomorrow, I'm looking for the next day, and the next day, and the next day, because my mind, and my heart, and my convictions, and my faith, which cannot be shaken, I set the face as flintstone against the wiles of the devil. I ain't going to let nobody turn me around. If you got that faith, Ezekiel chapter 38, 8, after many days you will be visited in the latter years. Thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel. Now everybody thinks they're going to run back to the sandbox. That ain't what that scripture said. Your land is your heart. Your land is your mind. He's not in that land over there. He's in you. You are the physical land. And if you don't have him in you as set and concrete,
cured and seasoned with the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation and the trumpet. Oh my, what it is to hear the blast of the trumpet. Just like it is on resurrection morning. What is resurrection morning? That's when somebody gets a message. That's when somebody changes. That's when somebody hears the gospel. And right then, their resurrection happens. And after that, they'll never die. I am, said he, the resurrection. You see, Martha had this false doctrine. And Mary didn't understand. I know we're raised in the resurrection. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have to wait to serve Yahweh, if you have to wait to set, if you have to wait to get saved, till you die, and most people wait till they get there, one foot in the grave, and then they get worried about it. It's seasoned, you see, they start thinking maturely. While they're young, they can't wait to get enough materials. Then when they get their barns built and everything expanded and everything taken care of, they'll say, well, now that I'm blessed, I think I'll serve Yahweh. Is that what Yahweh said to do? No, he said, seek me in the days of your youth. Turn from your wicked ways. Do it now. Now is the time of salvation. Now is the time to commit. Don't wait till you got one foot in the grave and the other on a banana peel and you're slipping toward hell. When you've chased the mighty dollar or you've chased the things of the world and you give out all your energies and time for the things of the world and you've left out the greatest a thing that you ought to do. You know what Mary had over Martha? Martha was worried about making the bed, sweeping the house, making everything look good. Mary had something in her heart that she desired to hear the words of concrete faith. And he said, Martha, you know what? You're going to have this broom problem all your life. The dirt is going to build up in your corners. Spiders is going to be up in your corner building cobwebs. Your chicken's going to need feeding. Your cow's going to need milking. Your goats are still in the pasture. You ain't got the hay up. All those things are going to be the same in years to come. But Mary has chosen that which is good. Something that's never going to be taken away from you. You know what it was? A set, the faith of concrete. A cured maturity. She wasn't interested in sweeping the floor. She wasn't interested in milking the cow. She wasn't interested in stirring the bean pot. Or to try some special recipe. Or run to Wally World and push a buggy. She heard the gospel. She heard the word. She was inspired. She was a seasoned veteran of faith. I ain't going to let nobody turn me around, said David. My faith, said Paul, is like flintstone. I'm set. And they, although the mountains shall have always been waste, but now it's brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely. You know how to dwell safe? Put your faith and encase it in concrete. Bow your knee and pray. And call up on Yahweh in the day of trouble. He said, I will honor you. I will bless you. I will hear you. Daniel 10:14, and I got to close it out here, ladies and gentlemen. Here's what Yahweh said. I am come, Daniel. This is Gabriel's word. I am come to make you understand what shall befall your people in the latter days. Do you know what's going to befall us? Do you know that the devil is angry at the time of the resurrection of the house of Israel shall awaken from their deep sleep, that they're going to rise up? John 6:39, all which he hath given me, that I should lose nothing, but I should raise it up again at when? The last day. Did you know that there is a prophetic scripture written in the Bible that you should never give up on? It's something that's kept me going. A remnant in the last days, he said, will be enlightened. Ladies and gentlemen, I have chased after him like the deer chasing for the water brook, after the hounds of hell have chased him all over. And his throat is burning with desire to drink from the watering brook. Did you know that David longed to drink out the well of Jacob at Bethel? It wasn't up in Bethlehem, Judea that he wanted to drink. The well was over at Bethel. It was Jacob's well. And he said, oh, I'd like to have a drink of that clear, cool water that my father Jacob drunk out of the well. Oh, I would like to drink that Joseph drank from, that the sons of Ephraim drank from. I'd like to have a cool drink. And you know that upon hearing that, two of his best soldiers stole through the enemy line, taking a chance on their life. They slipped across the enemy lines. They stayed up all night to do it. They didn't count the cost. They didn't worry about getting killed. They didn't worry about Saturday night barn dance or Wally World shopping center. They didn't worry about them things. They said, our king wants a drink of water from the well in Shechem. And bless God, he will drink from that well. And they went over there, and I don't know how much water they got, but they brought it back. And they said, oh, king, you deserted it, and we got it. We were ambushed, barely escaped. We had a problem, but we got you a drink because you deserted it. That's faith. Press on. Go through the enemy's line. The devil's a roaring lion. Didn't say he was a roaring lion. Said he has a roaring lion. He'll make you think that you're going to lose your life in pursuit of Yahweh. But what if you do? Paul said to die is gain. See? All that he has given me, I will lose nothing. But I'll raise it up again at the last day. John 6:40. I will raise him up at the last day. It is the last day. Are you ready to be raised up to a lofty position? Are you ready to receive the resurrection spirit of faith without which it's impossible to please Yahweh? Are you ready to meet your Maker? Are you ready to give him a drink because he was thirsty? Are you ready to go get him garments because he's naked? Are you ready to feed him because he was hungry? Are you ready to wipe his forehead and see how he fares because he was sick? Are you ready to dig through the solid foundations of a prison and visit him while he's in jail? Ladies and gentlemen, that's faith. That's a set for the defense of the gospel. Set your house in order, Israel, and the latter days you'll consider it perfectly, and you'll be blessed. You'll be blessed going in, and you'll be blessed coming out. You'll be blessed by the faith of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. You can escape this one. You won't have to work with this one. It says in 1 Timothy 4, 1, now the Spirit speaketh expressively. I hope you're not in this. I hope you've got enough faith and you're set and seasoned to overcome what I'm fixing to read you. That in the latter times, many shall depart from the faith. giving heed to seducing. Oh, you don't have to do that. God don't expect you to keep them old fast, but that's under the law. Well, all you got to do is go to Wally World and forget it. Well, them people's going to come back poor as whippoorwills anyway. You're just going to go down there amongst an old ragtag bunch of people. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, that's what they thought about the Messiah. He said, we pop to you, you won't dance. But it'd be more tolerable for you because you've not set your house in order. It'd be more tolerable for you for Sodom and Gomorrah than it would be for you in the latter days to hear a prophet preach you the commitment of set faith to turn your ears from hearing the word. For in the latter days, the Spirit speaketh expressively. Expressive. That means eloquent. Very easy to understand. That they shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of the devil. Now, what's the doctrine of the devil? Oh, you don't have to do that. That's not a commandment no more. We don't do that no more. Paul said, I must keep this festival. I must. In the 20th chapter of the book of Acts, in the 18th chapter of the book of Acts, he sacrificed. He did it. He observed the days of unleavened bread. Even in the days after the Messiah went back into heaven, and Paul said, I must do it. And I must do it. And we're here preparing to receive you. Praise Yahweh. It's not going to be nothing fancy. Just an old country place. With a lot of good-hearted people. With people that's hardened and cured of every unfaithful disease, we ain't going to let the expression of the expressed latter-day spirits that come to seduce us away, to turn us from this way, to tempt us from serving you. In the latter days, the latter years, and the latter time, you shall know it more perfectly. That you've passed from death to life because you can't wait to see your brother. I long to see you, especially those that I've known to love and care about. Have you made that faith? Have you dug a deep foundation? Have you poured your concrete of love and set it with faith? I'll see you then on Fort Washington here in Reliance, Tennessee. Call for directions. We'll give it to you. That's area code 423-626-2172. Now, again, area code 423-626-2172. Now, if you're going to call at the festival site, there'll be someone to take your call. If not, leave a message, and we'll return your call. We're busy sometimes outside. We don't have cell phone service here, but we do have a land phone. You can call me tonight. Area code 423-338-1972. You can write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, our website is oneyahweh.com. That's one, O-N-E, Yahweh. That's the most powerful name in the universe. There's none other name given under heaven, and yet very few people know about it. Oh, thank God, preach his name while I got the chance. Oh, thank God, preach that name while I got a chance. Oh, thank God, preach that name while I got a chance, cause I may not have a chance anymore. Might be your last trip. Might be your last time to speak the name of Yahweh on the lips of clay. And after that, the judgment. Be sure that you build on a solid foundation and you're set for the defense. And you've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the testimony that you're going to raise in the last day and you're going to serve Yahweh.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, our time has come, and we'll see you tomorrow night, 11 o'clock, Eastern Standard Time. Yahweh bless.